Today's our family service, and so I would like any children here who want to come up and join me out here. Yes. Hello. Hey, guys. Hi. All right. Great. I'm going to sit down here. Sit wherever you're comfortable. Okay. I'm going to sit down here. And I'm going to tell you a little story. It's a story about my grandmother. Y'all have grandmothers?
I do.
Yeah?
She's right there next to my mother.
That's so awesome.
Mine.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. So, when I was a kid, both of my parents worked. And so my grandma came over to our house 6 days a week and took care of myself and my three brothers after school. Mom and Dad would get up early in the morning to go to their job, and Grandma would walk over to our house. She only lived a few blocks away. Every day she walked to our house. She never got a driver's license. She said it was because she loved to walk. That's what she said anyway.
I love to walk too.
You love to walk too? So do I. So do I. So Grandma would come over every day, rain or shine or snow or sleet. She would come over when everybody else was out of the house, and she would do the laundry. She would make the beds. She would clean up the house. And then she would sit down. After all of her chores were done, she would sit down on the sofa in the living room, turn on the TV, and fall asleep. And so often when we came home after school, we would find Grandma sitting on the couch like this. with the afternoon soap operas on the TV, and we would, and you know what the coolest thing was? She would snore the sweetest little snore that you have ever heard in your life.
Yeah, and but I have pretty boots.
You have pretty boots, indeed.
My mom gave me a wonderful hat with sparkles on it.
Really?
It was a dark pink hat.
Nice. Yeah. So anyway, we'd get home after school and wake Grandma up, and she'd all kind of start a little bit, and then she would just, she had this beautiful little smile. She would smile and say, "Oh, I was just catching flies." Because her mouth was open, you know, and a snore.
Oh,
I know. She was a funny woman. She was born around the turn of the century, the 20th century. So about 124 years ago, she was born. She was born in a little farmhouse in northwest Iowa. She rode a horse to school. She grew up, she never went to high school, but she knew how to read. When she was real young, she married my grandfather, and they moved to town where they had electricity and indoor plumbing. So this is a long time ago, and I know that this might sort of sound like a fairy tale, but it's the truth. And sometimes fairy tales are even true, but this is what I was told. So she lived through World War I. She lived through a pandemic. Remember the pandemic, the COVID pandemic? There was one in 1918, the Spanish flu. She lived through that. She lived through the Great Depression, where almost everybody was really poor. She lived through World War II. She and my grandfather had a son who died. Then they adopted my mom. gave her in marriage
was
to
adopted.
What's adopted? Glad you asked. Do you know? Except they don't have to buy them. Yeah, so does that make sense? It's when there's...
Does it make sense?
When there's a baby, usually a baby, but not always a baby, maybe just a small child, maybe not so small, doesn't have parents, and then another couple has enough love in them to take this child and raise them as their own. So that was my mom's story. And yes, the story is that her parents couldn't afford to keep her because it was a huge family. Anyway, my mom was adopted, and my grandparents gave her a beautiful life. And my grandmother was so important in my life. I loved my grandmother more than I can even say. She's died a long time ago. She died 40 years ago. And here's the thing. I loved her so much that she still lives in my heart. August 4th would have been her birthday. And I remember that every year. And every year I say a prayer of gratitude that she was in my life. So every day when we got home from school, we'd come in the house, wake up Grandma from catching flies. She would get up and go into the kitchen. Oh, first she would say, "Are you guys hungry?" I have two younger brothers. "Are you guys hungry?" Well, we were always hungry, so yes, we're hungry. So she'd say, "Okay," and she'd go into the kitchen, and she would go to the bread box. Do you know what a bread box is? It's a box that sits on the counter that you put bread in. Nobody uses them anymore.
A box? Sits on the counter and bread. If you don't eat the bread gets rotten.
The bread gets stale if you don't keep it in a bread box.
Yeah, so I actually have seen bread in like this little thing.
Yeah. Cool. So Grandma would go in. She would open the bread box, and she would take out a loaf of Wonder Bread. I'll bet you don't know what Wonder Bread is either. It is the whitest bread ever made. It's as white as the snow that covers Jackson in the winter, and it has this beautiful golden crust all the way around it. So Grandma would take out three slices of Wonder Bread, put them on the counter, then she would go over to the refrigerator, which, until the day she died, she called the ice box. Out of the refrigerator, she would take margarine. I'll bet you don't know what margarine is either. She always said that she liked margarine better than butter because it spread easier. So she claimed. She took out the margarine, and she would butter each one of those pieces of bread and make sure, no, not butter, margarine, every piece of bread, and make sure that every edge and every corner was covered with margarine. Then she would go over to the cupboard, which was above the stove, which she could barely reach. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Grandma was 4'10". That's pretty short. I don't think any of you are 4'10", but I don't know, 4'10" might be about like that. So she would go over to the cupboard, get on her tiptoes, cupboard above the stove, reach up there and take down the sugar bowl. Yeah, then the magic began. She got a spoon, and on each one of those pieces of bread covered with margarine, she shook sugar on top of that bread. She put so much sugar on that bread that you couldn't see that bright yellow margarine underneath it anymore. Again, like the snow that covers Jackson in winter. And she'd set each piece of bread onto a plate, pour a glass of milk for each of us, and we would sit at the kitchen table and eat sugar sandwiches and drink a glass of milk. And you know, I kind of took it for granted at that time. I mean, heck.
And even I got over
to it. Yes. Beautiful. I took it for granted because, heck, we were just kids, right? And, you know, I believed in my boy's heart that I deserved that bread. I deserved every gift that was ever given to me. And you know what? I wasn't wrong. We did deserve that wonder bread after school. And you know what my grandma was doing for us besides giving us a treat?
We don't know.
She was giving us communion.
Everest thing I ever saw.
Yes, Grandma was giving us communion. We didn't say any prayers. We didn't make a confession. We didn't sing any hymns, although I kind of wish in hindsight that we had, but we didn't. And yet we were given the staff of life. Is this getting too long? You know, I'm sorry, but it's a story that I just love so much. Bear with me just a little bit longer. I love it. So here's, and I'm so glad that you're so happy, because here's the deal. If we had sat there and said a prayer and got all solemn and everything, I'm sure that my brothers and I would have looked at each other and we would have cracked up.
Bing.
Yep.
Beauty.
We would have cracked up at laughing.
Oh, I saw.
Yeah. But we didn't. And I kind of wish we had. So anyway, why am I telling you all of this? Well, in the gospel today, Jesus comes and he tells the people that he is the bread of life.
I believe
you. He's the bread that came down from heaven, and that anyone who eats this bread will have life eternal. I'm losing them now. So here's what I just want y'all to know. The bread that comes down from heaven, the bread of life, cannot be bought at Whole Foods or Albertsons or Smith's, very good. The bread of life that comes down from heaven is not white or wheat. It's not ancient grain or gluten-free, and it can't be bought. Although there are people who will try to tell you that it can. It's the bread that the Spirit gives us. It's the bread that Jesus came to be for us.
So it's basically you're just eating God.
Basically, you're just eating God.
Yes.
That is the most profound theological statement that I've ever heard. Are we done? Okay, I think maybe we're done here. Oh, except I do want to say this to all of you.
Yeah.
So I am done now. Thanks be to God, right?
I am
done now, and what's going to happen here in a few minutes is that we're going to sing some songs, we're going to make a confession, we're going to say some prayers, and then we're going to come to the communion rail, and we're going to eat the bread of God.
Nope.
Are you hungry yet? Cool. Oh, by the way, my grandma's name was Nellie. Nellie Turner. Amen. High fives all around. Yeah? Yes. You want a sugar sandwich? Tell your mom.
No, I'm not.
Okay, let's see it.